From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu is sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano, hano, Hawaii la, leko. Hano, hano, Hawaii la, lai ka, lai hua, kua hiwi na nila, o mauna kea. Kila, kila, o Maui la, lai ka rose lani, kua hiwi na nila, o hale akala. Kila kila o Maui la, lei ka rose lani, kua hiwi na nila, o hale a kala. Aoheo o ahula, le ka ilima, tua hiwi na nila, o ka.
Aloha, aloha kākou. Come have a seat at our kitchen table because it's time for Nā Kai e Walu. Vicky Holt Takamine's here.
Aloha kākou, everybody. Welcome to Nā Kai e Walu, the Saturday morning.
And kaho'one, what happened to kaho'one?
I think he's been traveling. So I'm not sure what island he was on, but he wanted me to make sure to say hello, aloha to Kauai, to Rowena and the gang, because they listen to us every Saturday morning.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so he brings back messages from our neighbor islands.
That is great. How long have you known Kahone? And now, since he's not here, let's talk about
okay, we can talk. Let's dish then. We can dish about Kahone. He's a year younger than I am, although you'd never know it, you know?
He looks so much older.
That's right. He looks so much older than I am. He's a year younger than I am. We went to Kamehameha School.
You
I started in the second grade. So I've known him since I was in the second grade.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
He was in the first grade.
All right. So you knew him throughout the whole time he was living in Las Vegas.
We lost touch when he went to Las Vegas. I knew him all through high school. He was the cheerleader. Did you know he was the cheerleader for Kamehameha Schools? He was out on the field during the football games all the time. And a student of Nona Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
Then he traveled to Las Vegas. He started a halau there in Las Vegas and made that a home for him. But my parents knew his parents.
Oh, so that's how you two got together.
Yeah, we've always been in the same circles.
I first ran across his name when he was the first student member of the UH Board of Trustees.
Right. That was the year that the Center for Hawaiian Studies, Haunani K. Trask, was instrumental in helping to insist that there be a student representative on the Board of Trustees, and he was the nominee.
Wow.
Got appointed. Yes.
We're talking about Kaho'one Panoke since he's not here today. We don't have time to get into the true dish, though, Vicky.
It's okay. It'll all come out sometime.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Hey, how was your week?
Great. It's been a great week. It's been a lot of fun with Mo'opuna. I had some time. I went to see Fame with my granddaughter.
Oh, did you?
And then our aloha goes all out to the people of American Samoa and Western Samoa.
And the
tsunami in the Philippines, that tsunami that hit. So, you know, our aloha goes out to all of their family. And they have much family here.
Oh, they do. Thank you for mentioning that, Vic. This is Nakai Evalu, Noe Tanigawa here, and we've got a great guest with us today, Mehana Hines. She'll be talking with us about some of the studies you can do at the Kamakakuokalani there at the Center for Hawaiian Studies at the University of Hawaii. So stick with us, Nakai Evalu, every Saturday, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and OBPCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mountains roll down to the sea. I wish that you were here with me. The waves are breaking along the shore. It's not the same without you no more. Whoa! 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 Mountains roll down to the sea. I wish that you were here with me. The waves are breaking along the shore. It's not the same without you no more. Whoa! 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 Watch the sun lift off the sea, cast the shadow off a tree. Soon the surfers will catch the waves. The beach will fill with local babes. Whoa! 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 Watch the sun lift off the sea, cast the shadow off a tree. Soon the surfers will catch the waves. The beach will fill with local babes. Whoa! 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 Up above the clear blue sky, the tourist cars come driving by. Windsurfers across the bay, just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa! 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 Up above the clear blue sky, the tourist cars come driving by. Windsurfers across the bay, just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa! 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 Just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa!
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
The way we like it here on Na Kai E Walu, Hawaiian music and mana'o every Saturday morning. Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here, and our very special guest this morning. It's glad to have her back. Mehana Hind, academic advisor for the Center for Hawaiian Studies.
Aloha mai kako.
Aloha, welcome to Na Kai E Walu. So we're going to talk about Mehana's mom because I knew Mehana's mother when I was a dancer. And we both got hired for the Ike Lee show, which would lasted only like maybe 2 months after we trained for eight, I swear. but with our very good friend, who wasn't our good friend at the time, Kimo Mansfield was our choreographer. And Mehana's mom, Jade, I think we started at the same time, right after we had, she had Mehana and I had my son, James. So They're the same age, graduated from this at the same year, and grew up together.
And they probably danced all the way until they gave birth to us, knowing the two of them. You know, that's how they were. And bodies went right back into shape.
That's
and
right.
That's what I remember from my childhood.
Yeah, we were dancing. And from that show, Jade and I went to dance. We got hired for Zulu. Some of you may never know who this these people are. We danced for Zulu. We went on to dance for Danny Kalekini at the Kahala Hilton Luau shows. And then we went down to Paradise Cove. And Mehana was pretty much raised there at Paradise Cove with my son, Jeff, who came on like a few years later, 6 years later.
We're going to write the book. You know, later on.
My mother was a hula dancer.
Yeah, me and Jeffrey and all the other stage kids, you know, growing up in Waikiki at that time was very exciting. It wasn't only the shows that they were in, but after they were done with their shows, we would go to Auntie Loyal Garner's show, we'd then move over to Melvin Leeds' show, we'd then move over to Uncle Robert and Uncle Roland's shows. So it was an exciting time.
Yeah, Mom and I would hit all the shows after work, and we'd decide whose show we were going to go and visit, along with Thaddeus Wilson's mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
Auntie Verna Wilson.
Auntie Verna.
Yeah, love her. So we've got lot of people that we hung out with, and your mom and I had such a great time. Jade, Mehana's mother, Jade, never drove. She didn't drive at all. So I drove her everywhere. I'd come to work. Then after work, I'd have to take her home to Kapahulu.
Yeah,
close by, at least.
Yeah. After we went to eat at Likilike till 2 a.m.
Oh, beautiful. Just flavors out of the past coming at you on Na Kai E Walu. We've got Mehana Hind here in the studio, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe here. And this program is brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. And we are so glad you're here with us on the Visionary Radio Network.
Now this one's an invitation. Check. Now this one is a combination, Benjamin. A chorus. Flow.
Everybody get ready. There's a party here tonight. No fussing, no fighting. And everything will be just fine. Take your lovely lady. Tell her that you love her so. Show her the time of her life, a night she'd never know. stop to the early break of dawn. We'll be dancing underneath the moon, and baby, you know I'll be holding you on the shores of Y.N. Of Y.N. Call up everybody, gonna have a real good time. Forget all your worries and leave your troubles behind. Yes, take your lovely lady and tell her that you love her so. Show her the time of her life, a night she'd never know. Baby, there's a party going on. Stop to the early break of dawn. We'll be dancing underneath the moon. Baby, you know I'll be holding you on the shores of my end. Of my end.
From the shores of White End, invitation calling out from Benjamin and Ekoru. Reggae music it galore, featuring on your menu. Cannot deny the combination, it's my debut. Watching the people in the lantern splashing, flashing. Reggae music is a thing and everybody romancing. Skanking to the beat and every man them is dancing. Billion and one phenomenon, two phenomenon.
Maybe there's a party going on. Won't stop till the early break of dawn. We'll be dancing underneath the moon. Baby, you know I'll be holding you on the shores of Y.N. Of Y.N.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands here on the Visionary Radio Network. Every Saturday, we're here 8 to 10 in the morning. Vicky, tonight is a full moon.
Really?
Yep, tonight's the night. What do you call full moon in Hawaiian?
Well, I was going to ask you, which full moon is it?
It's the full moon for October.
Mehana, which full moon is it? I did not go outside and go check the moon, so I don't know whether it's Hoku or Mahialani. Yeah.
There are two full moons in a cycle?
Well, actually have four. We actually count four, but the two are probably the two most noticeable ones, which is Hoku and Mahialani.
And what is Hoku?
Hoku, what do you mean? What the word means, or like how it
what
looks?
What does it look?
It's
like
the first. It's the first set of the full moons, and it's very distinctive because it rises right after sunset, so we can see it very brilliantly in the sky.
And Mahialani is?
It's when it's the brightest. It's just brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to look tonight
and
see.
He mo'olelo ko nā kā naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a'o aku. Nā kekahi e ho urumai. Nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on!
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Jeff Collingan, a commercial banking officer at Bank of Hawaii, with some tips about how business owners can prevent fraud. Did you know that the opportunity to commit fraud is psychologically more acceptable when employees believe that their dishonest acts will go undetected and unprosecuted? That's why it's critical to inform new employees early in their employment of the serious consequences of committing fraud and then reinforce that message in an employee handbook. Also, create a zero-tolerance culture and have proactive audit policies. By taking these steps, employees should have a clear understanding that fraud is unacceptable and those who violate the rules will face serious consequences.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and OBPCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Everybody listens to the beach, to me. Sound like a hula in a rock and roll style. Don't know what it is, but it sure sounds wild. I turn to Teresa, say, hey, honey, what's that? She say,
way, hey, oh, me and slide.
Way, hey, oh, me and slide. Way, hey, oh, me and slide. Way, hey, oh, me and slide. Way, hey, oh, me and slide. Whoa, 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 whoa. She's a little girl from the windward side. Her mama only taught her how to hula glide. Went to a party down in Waikiki. She never even knew but no MTV. Well, everyone was dancing to the rock and roll. She would way, hey, army and slide.
Not your any kind radio show. This is Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide radio magazine. And here we are, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, and our guest today, Mehana Hine. She's an academic advisor there at Kamakaku Okalani, the Center for Hawaiian Studies.
So it's a perfect place for you. You've grown up in hula and Hawaiian culture. And your mom danced for many, many different kumu.
Yes, she did. She did. She started off as when she was really young with Punania Lama, and learned. We had a nice discussion about what she learned there, you know. And then as she got older, my grandmother was introduced to different people, different musicians, and so forth. And she moved into the studio with John P. Ilani Watkins, And then from there met, you know, that the world opened up even more and was introduced to people like Auntie Vicky E. Rodriguez and Auntie Pauline Kekahuna. And in Maramonic in 1971, the first one, it was their line with the Haole Hula Maidens, so Auntie Vicky and Auntie Pauline, you know, that won that competition
they
that year.
They won that competition.
Yeah,
right.
The first one, you know.
That's
so there's,
great.
Yeah.
So she, and we're coming up almost on, 30 years, is it? No,
40.
40 years yeah. of, oh, 50 years of
50
Mary
years,
Mark.
Actually.
Yes,
50 years
coming
in,
up in 2013 in the, yeah. or something.
Yes.
So Mom
yes.
was in that first line that took first place.
Yes.
Wow. And Ala was a part of Lena Ala Kalamahaini.
Yes, my kumu hula.
Your kumu.
Yes. They were introduced to each other, you know, a couple of kumu back, you know, when my mother used to do different shows throughout Waikiki, like how right. you had said, and the boat shows and, you know, all of those. She was introduced in the line with Auntie Ala, with my kumu, Lena Ala Kalamahaini. And when Auntie Lena Ala had Unikid as a kumu hula, yeah, then she was part of that group along with yourself and Auntie Flo
and Lahela,
Auntie Lahela and Auntie Zilla.
Yeah,
that
we all came back to help her start her halau.
Yeah.
That was in the early, what, 70s, late 70s,
yeah.
Yeah, 75.
75, 76, right yeah. around there.
Yeah.
And so
we kako'o her, Ala, mm-hmm. she just started her group. And eventually, now you said you were trying not to do hula?
I was raised with, you know, my mother, as I was told from an early age, my mother was a beautiful hula dancer, and by some she was the most beautiful that they had seen. And so I grew up with that, and as a young child, a young chubby child, you know, I was always told, you're gonna dance hula beautifully like your mother, you know. And all I wanted to do was play volleyball, you know. But eventually, you know, I went into college and matured and really loved hula.
Beautiful vintage pictures from a hula album put together by Vicky Holtakamine Mehanahind, our guest today, for you on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
I just saw you then with just one stare, broke my heart in two. Now I'm not the same, I'm a bit insane, call it love for you. But I would be alright every day and night, you could stay with me. Every time you go, gonna let you know, causes me to be just a little bit crazy without you. What am I gonna do? Said I'm crazy without you. Things you put me through. All alone waiting by the phone, just to hear a call from you. Though it's not the same just to hear your name, what am I gonna do? But I would be alright every day and night, you could stay with me. Every time you go, gonna let you know, causes me to be just a little bit crazy, crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy for your love, crazy, baby. Well, I sit all alone waiting by the phone, just to hear a call from you. Though it's not the same just to hear your name, what am I gonna do? But I would be alright every day and night, you could stay with me. Every time you go, gonna let you know, causes me to be just a little bit crazy without you. What am I gonna do? Said I'm crazy without you. Things
put me through. Said I'm crazy, 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 crazy.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Waves breaking on sand. We are here, Nakai Evalu, every Saturday morning.
Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa. Our guest today, we're having a terrific time around the kitchen table with Mehana Hind talking about hula days.
Right. And you know, we just mentioned that Jade Hind was absolutely the best hula dancer of our
Mehana's mother.
I loved it. Yes.
What was so great about her?
She just had what we would call an ano. It's just the whole presence of how she was very smooth and I don't know, she was just radiant when she danced. I remember we both had a solo, Pretty Red Hibiscus, and I always was like, oh, I want your solo, but it wasn't about her, the song, it was just the way she danced it.
Really?
Yeah, I just loved the way she danced. It was beautiful. I learned a lot from her.
How does a person go there in their dancing?
I think a lot of it is having an understanding of the melee, the text itself, and being able to express that through your own experiences. So you have to have, I think the best dancers are older. They have a real understanding of what life and love and hurt and passion is all about. And they can then express that through their dancing.
Does your mother still dance, Mehana?
Unfortunately, my mother, I should answer yes, she still does dance. But my mother, unfortunately, suffered from two strokes. And so her body, she's paralyzed on one side. But she will always take an opportunity to put a chair out in front of the musicians as they play and dance with the one hand that she does have. And even in that condition, we've had people come up to us and go, I can't believe your mom dances as if she's 6 feet tall and fully bodied, you know, with her one hand and her expressions.
She's still got
that
it.
She makes. So, yeah. My mother was a, my mother is a dancer. She's a true dancer. She memorizes all the different ways that she's been taught different dances. You know, she can remember, okay, this is the way I learned it from this teacher. This is the way I learned it from that teacher. This is the way I learned it from that teacher. And has really taught me a lot about presence. I don't yet dance like my mother. I don't even claim to, you know, have that presence. But I have carried that on in when I go out and speak, when I teach in front of a classroom. I learned a lot from her about that.
Love to find out what you learned. Mehana Hind, we're talking with her, our special guest today on Nakai Evalu. Thank you so much for spending the morning with us.
Surf the Ina all day. the ocean floor.
Use your surfboard
to open the door.
See the Eva
dancing on the reef,
waiting for the heyday
to peek beneath.
It's a surf baena all day long. Let's surf the surf baena. To 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 the surf baena.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nice one. All right. That's for you, our friends, putting together the Hawaii Pacific Islands Kava Festival. It's going to be good. Have you ever checked it out? It's on UH campus there at McCarthy Mall, which nobody knows what that is. It's that long walkway in front of a Hamilton Library that runs to Varney Circle over there. And it's going to be running from 9 until 5 today. Of course, it's free to stop on by. And they've got food, they've got music, they've got demonstrations, and you can sample kava yourself too. There's some real aficionados that put this thing together. A lot of folks from the botany department. And it's free. And if you're looking for a nice coconut cup of kava just about any time, don't forget Diamond Head Cove Health Bar on Montserrat. It's a really fun place to stop by. You heard about it on Nakai Evalu.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Nakai Evalu, statewide, every Saturday morning, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha, aloha.
kualoha e.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ani e,
e nani e,
o ni au ya o e,
Nakai Evalu. Mahalo for your company around the kitchen table today. Vicky Holtakamine Noe Tanigawa here. Kaone is, he's off for the day, but he'll be back next week, I'm sure. Mehana Hai and our guest around the kitchen table.
Mehana Jess Uniki from Lena Alakala Mahaini as a Kumuhula, which
is.
Yes, graduated. So let's talk about what it is to graduate Uniki.
Oh my goodness, stress. But a feeling of elation that comes with a huge responsibility. You know, now it is our turn to take responsibility for the lives of our students, you know, people that we teach. Whereas our kumu has always been that other mother for us and taken on caring for everything that went on in our lives also. That's our role now, you know, so it's not only hula that we are teaching. You know, we take on a larger responsibility than that. And I think it's the most unnerving yet and the most exciting thing that has happened, you know, is that you move into that realm of responsibility, becoming a mother all over again, in a sense, you know, taking on that responsibility and also getting to share and continue the lineage of our kumus before us. Yeah, all the people that she learned from, that she has passed down to us, different styles, different techniques, different ways of, different philosophies about looking at mele and its relationship to the ocean or the mountain and so forth. Those are what make up hula as life. You know, hula as your life source. Yeah, our lens now as kumuhula. We look at everything through the lens of hula, you know. So environmental issues, we look at it through hula. Political issues, we look at it through hula. Educational issues, we look at it through hula. And that has been, it's a slight shift in thinking and behaving.
I think the difference too, as a haumana, you're always never feeling you have to be responsible mm-hmm. for what your actions are, because your kumu is the one that is responsible. Mm-hmm. When you uniki as a kumuhula, you become responsible for your own actions. The other thing is your kumu is still always responsible for your actions. So you never can really, unlike at the university, you know, you graduate, you go. In a halau, when you uniki as a kumuhula, or in as olapa, which is a dancer, a ho'opa'a, a drummer chanter, you're still under the kumuhula that you graduated from, and she is or he is always still responsible for all of your actions. So the kuleana is not, the responsibility has not been separated from the kumuhula. It just is even more bonded, because now you've affirmed the fact the kumu will accept the responsibility for all of those that she finishes, she graduates.
Would you ever not start your own halau after uniki?
I think there are people out there who have uniki that have not started their own halau. For me, I don't think that'll be a question. Yeah, eventually at the right time and the right place, that will happen. I take that responsibility very seriously to be able to continue that lineage.
We're talking with Mehana Hine, grew up in hula recently. Unikied, and we're finding out what that life has been like here on Nakai Evalu. Thanks so much for being with us. This program is brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, OBPCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Good morning, from the dark to the dawning, good night. Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kua hivi na nihoe e hale a kala. Kaulana hoi oe ku kila kila. Kua hivi na nihoe e hale a kala. Kaulana hoi.
Morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I was a fool, broke every rule, blue darling. Saw the tears that took the place of your sweet smile. My heart would break if ever I should lose you. Blue darling, you're the Lord and only you are. So please, please, please forgive me. I am sorry for the wrong that I have done. My heart would break if ever I should lose you. Blue darling, you're the Lord
Evalu, sending our alohas out to our Native American friends right now. They're celebrating their culture here on Oahu today. Storytelling, food, crafts, both today and tomorrow. It's the Native American powwow taking over Thomas Square. It is free for the whole family, and it's a whole lot of fun. Love the dancing. Love the drumming. You're going to stop by there, I bet, Vicky.
I am. I've got to go check it out.
And we also have the Breakfast Club starting up at 10 o'clock today. Actually, people start showing up from about 9:30. It's the Breakfast Club with the crew from Light 94.7. Frank B. Shaner and Mandy will be there at the Plantation Cafe at the Ala Moana Hotel. It's not too late for you to stop on by. Amy Hanayali'i, one of their special guests today.
He mo'olelo ko na ka na ka apau. Na kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Na kekahi e ho ulumai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles,
Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Start your Saturday with Aloha. Nakai Evalu, 8 to 10 a.m., sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
We can walk through rainbows, smiling faces as we go. We can climb up the sunset, hold the rain, let it get us. We can walk.
Aloha, aloha kako. It's a kako thing every Saturday morning here, 8 to 10 on Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here, and our special guest today, Mehana Hind, who's an academic advisor at the Center for Hawaiian Studies.
So with all this hula background and your... now at the Center for Hawaiian Studies and actually working on your degree.
Yep, working on my master's degree there also. And I've been at the Center for Hawaiian Studies for the last 10 years or so. So seeing a lot of things change, but a lot of exciting things happening.
And helping now. The students get through their courses.
Exactly. That's my job. And I love doing it, you know, and don't tell the university, but I can't believe I get paid for helping out students get through their programs. It's such a delight.
What kind of programs are we offering at the
Well,
university?
You know,
Center
now
Hawaiian
we
Studies.
Merge into one school. You know, which is a new thing for most people to know. Hawaiian language, Hawaiian studies, and Kane Wailo'i is in one school now. We have our own school. We call it Hawaii Nuiakea, School of Hawaiian Knowledge. And under it, we have Kamaka Kuokalani, Kawaii Huelani, and Kane Wai. And at Kamaka Kuokalani, first, you know, money shouldn't be a barrier why students can't come to school. Yeah, there's enough resources out there. We know we are in a recession, so we're encouraging people. We're encouraging people to donate to scholarship funds, and they can do that through the UH Foundation at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. And on a recipient end, we have 10 scholarships that our school offers, you know, for students. And we are very active in helping them try to access other funds throughout. We have a lot of exciting courses. Me and Noe was speaking earlier. We have an art focus there for people who are interested in the visual and performing arts.
Right.
You know,
that's headed by Miley Andrade, the
yes,
visual arts.
Yes, and hey, to Miley Andrade and April Drexel there, you know, they handle that and have a bunch of committed students who are out and about in the art scene nowadays. You
that's
know,
right.
You
I see them all
things.
In Mamo.
Yes, you know, they take part in your events and you can see them showcasing their work throughout, you know, the galleries here and in Aotearoa and so forth. Our biggest area, too, in which students come into is Malama'aina, of course. You know, there's a lot of students coming up through the high school programs who are very focused on natural resource and environmental management, very timely. Our program has some of the most unique classes throughout the university. We have La'au Lapa'au that's offered nowhere else.
Who's coming in next week? Ahahui La'au Lapa'au.
Yes. Okay. And there are... those classes are overfilled. We have students sitting on the floor for them. You know, they just want to learn that. We have students coming in from botany, from NREM, from urban and regional planning, all wanting to take that class. Lo'i Kalo classes, Ho'okele classes, you know, those are some of the exciting things happening.
That's taro, farming, and navigation, yeah. For those of you that are not familiar with Hawaiian terms.
Website.
sorry, manoa.hawaii. .edu/HSHK. Yeah, or you can just Google Hawaii Nuiakea, and I can help hook up anybody if they're interested in coming to college.
That's Mehana Hind talking to you, and if you'd like those connections, find it on our website, nakaievaluradio.com.
Yeah. Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai'e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Blue eyes and blondie don't thrill me, 'cause I'm in love with the local boys. Don't try to convince me, because the local boys are local, oy. It doesn't matter what island, in the mountains or near the sea, if I want someone special, local boys are the one for me. You may say I'm crazy, but I'm right. Local boys will keep you warm throughout the coldest nights, wherever you go in the islands. You see them all and hear them on the street, but my eyes never wander, because the local boys can't be beat. Oh, oh, local boys. La da 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 da, local boys. You may say I'm crazy, but I'm right. Local boys will keep you warm throughout the coldest nights.
Evalu, the eight C's connecting Hawaii from South Point to Haena every Saturday morning, 8 to 10. Vicki Holt-Takamine, it's time for our Olelo no Ea.
That's correct. Our Olelo no Ea are those wise sayings or proverbs from our kupuna that have been handed down to us, and is brought to you today by Mobi PCS. So I've asked our guests, and I like to ask our guests, Mehana, did you find a favorite Olelo no Ea that you like to share?
I did. And it's pili to what is connected to what we talked about today. And I'll share why. And the Olelo no Ea from the Puke Olelo no Ea from Mary Kavena Pukui, number 2301, is Na vai ho'i ka ole o ke aka mai, he ala nui I ma'a I ka hele ia e o umau mākua. Now, these words were uttered by Liho Liho when he was asked, or he was praised for his wisdom. And his answer to them was, why shouldn't I know when it is a road often traveled by my parents? You know, and since we're talking about my mother today and my kumu's Auntie Vicky, it's so humble, but she's in that role next to my mother and next to my kumu, you know, as Auntie Vicky, you know, as one of those women and one of those leaders who have kind of paved the path. So this Olelo no Ea has to do with that. Our king is telling the people, of course, I am what I am, and it's because I have all these people who are in front of me who showed me how to do it. you know. So it's a simple task to do when you have that kind of leadership in front of you.
And it's so typical to give the praise and the honor to your ancestors and your kupuna, mm-hmm. to pass that on to the generations before.
Great thoughts to take into your week from Nakaiewalu. Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Bendy's dream shall end. I know it will be there. August night. Miss you, girl, I miss you much. I miss your old-fashioned touch. Miss you, girl, I miss you much. I miss your old-fashioned touch.
Nakai Evalu. Mahalo for your company around the kitchen table today. It's been so fun to have you here, Mehana.
Mahalo nui. Okopakahiapau. Mahalo.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm on my way out the door. I have Keiki that I'm going to meet at Queen Emma's Summer Palace. Today is a day at Queen Emma Summer Palace. It's a fundraiser for the Daughters of Hawaii. You get to go and take a look in around the Summer Palace, arts, crafts, food, Hawaiian entertainment. So
beautiful. And there's a beer and wine garden there.
Right. So we had to get permission I had to take responsibility for my keiki in order for them to get their liquor license. How about that?
Okay. Well, I can't imagine. Don't let them do anything you wouldn't do, Vic.
No, we were going to do that. We're going to.
And I heard there's some terrific vintage jewelry there, too.
Yes.
9 to 5 p.m. there at the Queen Emma Summer Palace. And here's the address, but 2913 Pali Highway. You'll see it as you're driving up the Pali from downtown. It'll be on your right. All right, now everybody's at the Plantation Cafe already enjoying the Eggs Benedict hash browns, pancakes, omelet bar. There's still time for you to get there too. The Breakfast Club with Frank B. and Mandy gets underway, and it happens until 11:30. I'm Noe Tanigawa, Vicky Holtakamine, Kaho'one Panoke, back next week. Mahalo to our guest, Mehana Hine, and to our producer and director, Chanel Mokepuha. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. And we're brought to you every week with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That's Light 94.7 Kumu on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokani. Ahui ho.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina mai,
gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on!
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Jeff Collingan, a commercial banking officer at Bank of Hawaii, with some tips about how business owners can prevent fraud. Did you know that the opportunity to commit fraud is psychologically more acceptable when employees believe that their dishonest acts will go undetected and unprosecuted? That's why it's critical to inform new employees early in their employment of the serious consequences of committing fraud and then reinforce that message in an employee handbook. Also, create a zero-tolerance culture and have proactive audit policies. By taking these steps, employees should have a clear understanding that fraud is unacceptable and those who violate the rules will face serious consequences.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.